Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adrian P. If you're new here, stopping by to check out the podcast, I appreciate you so much. And if you are a returning listener, I appreciate the motherfucking heck out of you. So, as you can maybe hear, it's not as bad as it was. I am still sick. Yep. If by the time this airs on Wednesday, I'm recording this on Monday, and I'm still sick, that will have been 3 weeks of me being sick, which is fine. It's whatever. I really think this is just like the universe's way of being like, you need to take a break and you need to do nothing and you need to actually do nothing and just like let your body rest. I've gone to the doctor twice now. The first time, meds didn't help. I guess like when I went back the second time, the doctor was like, well, maybe your body was just like rejecting the medicine that we gave you the first time. And it made you more sick potentially. So here's new medicine. Hopefully this helps. And it's crazy because I'm negative for strep. I'm negative for pneumonia. Apparently I'm negative for bronchitis, but it kind of feels like bronchitis. And I'm negative for COVID. So they truly don't know what's going around. They just know whatever it is. Once you get it, it kind of sticks and it just is really shitty. But I do feel heaps better today. I've never used that expression in my life. I feel loads better, a lot better. You know what? Let's just go with that. I feel a lot better today. Yesterday, I was able to get a lot of rest throughout the day and really like do nothing. And then I actually was able to sleep. That's the thing that has been fucking me over this whole sickness, is it's like really difficult for me to sleep. And I haven't been sleeping because I'm either choking on mucus in my throat, or I'm coughing my brains out, or I can't breathe out of my nose. And then I have to breathe out of my mouth. But then my jaw gets tired because I'm breathing out of my mouth. There's just like a lot happening. And today I'm really happy that I woke up feeling a lot better. I'm going to continue laying low and really resting and letting my body like get the recharge that it needs and not just like immediately jump back into everything. But I really hope, fingers crossed, that I am on the up from here, because I'm so tired of being sick. But in other news, my podcast is now eligible for like monetization, which is so cool. I was messing around on Anchor, which is where I make my podcast through, and it was like, you are now eligible to tap into a subscription-based blah blah blah. And I was like, whoa, no way, this is sick. So I truly do still want to keep my podcast very accessible and things like that. So Wednesdays will continue being normal. You can count on a podcast episode coming out every single Wednesday. However, if you wish to get an extra podcast episode a week, there will be an option, not this week, but the following week, where you can tap in and it's like a small subscription fee kind of thing. And you'll be able to get an extra episode a week. So you'll be getting two episodes a week instead of just one, which is, I don't know, I think it's so cool. It's like little things like this that I notice that I'm like, okay, I just got to keep doing it. Got to keep doing it. Change is gradual. Change is slow. It's not everything happens overnight. And speaking of change, that is what today's episode is all about. Change. How and when, like, what do you do with it? How do you know when it needs to happen? How do you go about it? Why is it terrifying? What do you do to actually create change? And how do you make sure that this change that is happening is for the good, essentially? All of this is from my personal experience, this whole episode is, and like my personal experience with change and knowing when change needs to happen. Change is always really, really scary for anyone, I feel like it could be. And lately, I've noticed like the way that I'm living my life is not comfortable. And it's not sustainable. It is not a way of living that I can keep living in order to, I don't know, one day get a house or get the car that I actually like, or be able to kind of have more financial security and financial independence mostly, and to also be like living life the way that I want to be living it. And for me, at least, like, my number one indicator of when I know change needs to happen or change needs to take place is when I'm uncomfortable and I'm able to notice that what I'm doing is not working. When there's a flaw in the system, yes, like, I'm okay right now. Madison and I are able to get groceries. We're able to get gas. We're able to, like, pay rent and things like that. But there is no extra money to do anything. There's no, like, I don't know. There's just no wiggle room for us to really do anything that we've been wanting to do and kind of, like, I don't know, take fun trips or, like, go do something cool or, like, take a break from reality and, like, go do something. Go spend money on, like, a nice dinner or, I don't know, go be like a tourist in the city for a second. And it's not just like the financial aspect that I'm solely like worried and focused on. It's truly just like doing the things that I want to be doing. I very much, in a perfect world, would love to work for myself. I do not want to work under anyone else. I want to be my own boss, you know, like those boss babe, like, sure, that sort of thing. But like actually be working for myself. So then I have the freedom to do what I want whenever I want. I have the ability to be like, oh yeah, I'll do that job for this amount of money. I'll do this job for this amount of money. I am in charge of how much I'm getting paid. I am in charge of how many hours I'm putting in. I am in charge of my own growth, my own success. In a perfect world, that is all I want to be doing. And I don't know exactly what that looks like and what thing I'm going to be doing where I am my own boss. But that is what I want to be doing. And right now when I look at my life, I'm like, I'm not doing a lot of the things that I want to be doing. There's a lot of things that I'm just like putting off to the side and waiting for like the day to come when I have the time to do it or when I have the money to do it or when I'm like blah, 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 blah. There's always some sort of excuse for me to not do the thing that I want to be doing because I'm not living how I want to be able to do those things. Does that make sense? I'm very much a goal-oriented person, and I love scratching things like off my to-do list. Like sometimes I will even put things on my to-do list that I know I've already done just so I can scratch it off. And feeling that, like, the scratching off aspect, the motion of scratching something off my to-do list, like, it kind of fuels my motivation to keep doing everything. It's like validating. It's like, yes, I got that done. I got this done. Scratch it off. Check it off. Great. I feel productive. I feel like I'm working towards something. So I am very much a goal-oriented person. And making goals for me, though, sometimes is really hard because I easily get lost in the sauce. I will make a goal that is big. Your goals should be big and you should, I don't know, not necessarily be like terrified of them, but you know that like cliche saying, like, if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough sort of thing. So I will make hefty goals because I have hefty things I want to accomplish, and then I make a giant goal, and then within that I like break it down into smaller goals so then I can like see my milestones. But then I get lost in the sauce. I get lost in the hitting all of these little goals, and then when I don't hit these little goals, I get discouraged because then I'm not actually working towards this big goal. And then I also feel like if I don't see any sort of progress pretty quickly, then I'm like, fuck, like I'm not even, am I still moving forward or am I on a plateau right now? Like where am I in correlation to my one giant hefty goal? And then by the time my brain has already worked through all of this and I've already felt all these emotions, I'm like, you know what? Maybe we just got to make a new goal. And for me, I also have, I wouldn't say too many interests. I just like find so many things enjoyable and fun. And it's hard for me to really narrow down and kind of like pick one thing to focus on and really like hone in on. Like right now, for example, so sorry, cough attacks. You know, this it just, I got a lot of nech in my chest and my throat. Anyways. Right now, in this instance, I really want to focus on photography. I've started taking pictures more lately, and it makes me really happy because I've always viewed photography as capturing a moment, because once a moment passes, like, you're never going to get the exact same moment back. And I think that's very special to me. And I think photography is a way for me to kind of empower people the same way that this podcast does. This podcast is out there for people to listen to, whether they, if they want to or at their own free will, but it does help people. And I see that because people reach back out to me and they're like, oh my gosh, your podcast is helping me so much. It's helping me work through some things, or your podcast has started some conversations in my house that I needed to have, yada, yada, yada. And I've found lately through photography, I can do the same thing. And that's all I want to do, is I really want to lift people up and kind of help people see like what amazing people they are. So as of right now, my focus is photography. I really want to grow in photography, but I know Adri, and Adri loves to like, I guess, fixate on something. And then once I don't see the growth, I'm like, let's do something else, because this isn't giving me what I want anymore. And so like the thing that I guess I'm confessing to you all of what I really want to change right now in my life, the number one thing is I want to follow through with something. I want to follow all the way through to the end with something, because I want to see what the possible outcomes are. I want to stick with something, and I want to put my effort into it, and I want to be good at it. Because if you, I don't know, like, people say all the time, if you focus on something, you could be great at it. And I want to see what would happen if I focused on photography. And don't worry, like, my podcast is not going anywhere. I love making my podcast. This is like my time to like literally talk to myself and just hang out and just brain dump to my computer screen as of the moment. And I would love to see where this podcast goes. Like, my focus is my TikToks, my podcast, and my photography. And I really, really, really want to see like what would happen if I focused on all of these things for a couple of months. So to share with you all my little plan, I guess, I also, being like goal oriented, I need to be able to like measure growth and just see, I don't know, makes sense in my brain. So I'm thinking for the next 90 days, I just be doing my thing with my TikToks, my podcast, and my photography, really actively trying to get like photo shoots in and booking clients and really getting like the exposure out there and like getting people to like know, like, oh my gosh, yeah, Adri does photos. Oh my gosh, you need photos? Oh my God, I know someone, Adri does photos, that sort of thing, just to see what would happen within the next 90 days. And all of these steps that I'm taking are to create the change that I want to see. I want more financial like freedom, clearly, and I want to be doing more things that I have interest in. And I want to be doing things on my time. And I really, really, really just want to be my own boss so hard. I want to create content for people to help people. And I want to just be doing my thing, you know, like, not working underneath someone anymore, because I can't do that forever for myself. I will go bananas. I know I will go bananas. And trying to create this change is terrifying, because it's like, what if I'm not that good at photography like I think I am, or like I'm not able to get to the point where I want to be in photography? Or what if my podcast doesn't grow anymore, or I like stop liking to do it? Or what if one of my TikToks ends up on the wrong side of TikTok, and then all these people are being mean to me? I'm very sensitive, and I hate when I get really mean comments and like just ignorant comments. But at the same time, it's like, if you think about the other side of it, what if I'm really fucking good at photography, or I get to that point where I want to be and I'm successful in photography? What if my podcast takes off and it keeps getting bigger and bigger, as it has been over the past couple months since I brought it back? What if my TikTok keeps growing and growing and growing, and I'm able to help more and more people and just do exactly what I want to do? And I think that's the scary part. It's the scary part is not knowing which way it's going to go. But in my opinion, I think change is necessary. I truly believe that there's no good in staying the same. Like, there's nothing. Okay, I take that back. I'm not going to say there's absolutely nothing good about staying the same, because you're comfortable and that's great. You feel safe and secure and you're comfortable. Awesome. But I do think that change really helps a person to continue growing and learning, and I don't know, not even like learning like a new skill or things like that, but it's like learning more about yourself. Change really kind of ignites a flame within you to discover a part of you that maybe you didn't even know existed. And like right now where I am in my life, I'm just like, what I'm doing is not working. Like it needs to change. Like what am I lacking right now? And the biggest thing is money. I am lacking money and I'm lacking time for myself. And that's not going to magically change. I'm not going to magically wake up and I'm 25 and all of a sudden there's like someone emailing me like, oh my gosh, here's a job opportunity for you. It's going to pay you this much money, blah, 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 blah. And you only have to work 4 hours a week. Like that's not going to happen. I have to create the change that I want to see. And that takes putting in work. Not a lot of people want to put in work. Trust me, I'm pretty lazy sometimes. When I get my lazy, like, it's mostly when I'm depressed. I'm really fucking lazy and I can't do anything. Okay, you know, I'm just kicking myself in the arse right now. When you are depressed and you're not doing anything, that does not mean you're lazy. I think that of myself. I digress. I apologize. Listen, anyone out there listening right now, if you are ever in a depressive state where you are not doing anything, you are not lazy, you are depressed. I, as you can see, I am my biggest bully. And that is also something that I really want to change. I would like to just clarify what just happened in that last 1 minute and like 10 seconds. I am very mean to myself. I am my number one hater. And Madison and I were talking about it because I'm like, I'm so tired. Like I get so exhausted of my brain. My brain is so fucking mean. And it is like, it's a very mean place. My brain is a bully. And Madison challenged me. She was like, every time you have a negative thought, like catch yourself and like rewire that. So that is what just happened in that last 1 minute right there, because truly the only time I think that I am being lazy is when I am depressed and I literally can't do anything. I cannot get myself to move. I'm unmotivated. I don't want to do anything, but that does not equate to being lazy. So that was a real life rewiring. I'm really trying really hard to rewire my brain because I'm exhausted of constantly shitting on myself. So if anyone out there is a constant self-shitter, sorry, that's funny. If you are a constant self-shitter like me, acknowledge it and literally verbally say it, like re-say the factual thing, not what you're thinking. Your thought is not right. I am not lazy because I'm depressed, and I'm not depressed because I'm lazy. Me being depressed is separate from the word lazy completely. Anyways, back to change. But right there, that's another example of actively trying to change. Me putting in that work to rewire how like negative my brain is really hard. It is so much work. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm constantly in a fight with myself. I'm constantly arguing with myself. And I'm just like over it. I'm just like, bro, why can't you just be fucking nice to yourself? Like, what the fuck? And that's like change is work and work is change. Like you have to put in the work. You have to create it because it doesn't just happen on its own. Like this whole self-love thing, the self-talk and things like that. I'm not going to wake up one day and magically be like, oh my God, I love myself. I'm obsessed with myself and I'm never going to have a negative thought about myself ever again. No, because my brain has talked this way to myself for 12 years now. That's a long motherfucking time. That's a long time. Wow. It doesn't magically change. You have to put in the work. But over time, as you continue to put in work and you continue doing things to create the change and to help create the change, it turns into a habit. Isn't it like 2 weeks, like a consistent like 2 weeks of doing something that it becomes a habit or something like that? So like, and that's like consistently, like consistently. You can't just like do it like 3 days out of the whole 2 weeks and then be like, damn, Adrian, you were wrong. I didn't create a habit. Well, you didn't even try it consistently. You did it like twice out of a whole 14 days. So gradually change the steps you're putting in place to create the change, become a habit, and then that habit sticks with you. And then soon the big change that you wanted is there because you've created a new habit that is positive, like positively working towards that change. And now that change is constant. Are you staying with me? And the last thing I want to say about it is if you really want to change, and like, I only say this because you know how people are always like, people never change. You can never, like, people actually never change. I truly believe that people can change. Like, you can. If you really wanted to, you could. That's it. Like, if you truly wanted to change and you truly wanted to see a different outcome in whatever aspect of your life that you're focused on right now, you would do it. You would put in the work. You would, I don't know, like, I'm already trying to plan, like, what... that's funny because I just said last week in my episode that I don't actually read all my books, but I'm already like trying to do research on like what books I could read to kind of help me create the change that I want to change. I want to learn more about photography and like things like that, YouTube videos that I could watch, reaching out to photographers in the area. Maybe I could shadow them, like learning more so I can put in the work, which is the work, that is the work, is learning, researching, doing things like that, but learning more to create the change, to continue creating the change. I have one friend who constantly reminds me of this. I don't know, Jamie, I don't know if you listen to my podcasts. Hey, Jamie, if you are listening. But she is an amazing human. She's always trying to help me out with like photography and like any like Adri thing that I want to like pursue. She's like, okay, what do, like, I got ideas for you, blah, 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 blah. She's great. And all the time she reminds me, she's like, you are the only one holding yourself back. And it's true. And I can sit here and be like, well, blah, blah, blah doesn't think that I could do it. Who gives a fuck what blah, blah, blah thinks? They ain't me. They ain't not living my life. This is not their dream. Maybe they, like, they could have said that because they were having a bad day. They could have said that because they don't think they could do it. You know what I mean? Like, truly, the only person holding you back from the thing that you want is yourself. It really is. I'll let that one sink in. Because when, like, once that clicked in my brain, I was like, damn, Adri, just... let yourself fly, like let yourself just like go for it, like just do the damn thing. That's it for today's episode. Kind of on the longer side than my other ones, but you know, I had a lot to say, got a lot of strong feelings about change. I am excited to start pumping out more content for you guys on here. I believe I said it at the beginning, but it's not this week, but it's next week where you can opt into the subscription-based thing so then you can get more podcast episodes. You can hear my voice twice a week instead of just once a week. How cool is that? Also, don't forget, keep it on your radar. Merch is coming, okay? I finally just – I gave up trying to design something because that is one thing I am not good at. And I don't know if I will ever be good at is designing something like a graphic or like something like that, because it just makes no sense to me. Illustrator, Photoshop, all that stuff, zero sense. It's like trying to understand math again. But I reached out to a friend that I went to college with and I'm super excited. She already sent me one of the designs and I was like, oh, I'm so excited. It was so cute. So we're actively working on that. And then the last thing, write-in submissions are always open. Please send them to me whenever you feel like you can send them on Instagram. I do prefer them in my email inbox, however, which is adriannapollock12@gmail.com. Please tell me your pronouns and if you wish to stay anonymous, just so I can properly address you. If you are new here and you stopped by to check out the podcast, thank you for hanging out with us today, and I hope you return next week if you are a returning listener. I literally appreciate the heck out of you. Like, my day ones who are here constantly, I wish I could give you a big old hug and a kiss. And that's it for today's episode. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will catch you all next week. Later, skaters.